Our next story is a little nutty. Farmers in the U.S. have been expanding their orchards of nuts, like almonds, walnuts, pistachios. But you're not likely to see anyone expanding a plantation of pines for pine nuts. Most pine nuts don't come from plantations. They are nature's gift, a product of the forest. And as NPR's Dan Charles reports, that's also why they are an expensive delicacy.
Pine nuts are a link between contrasting worlds. On the one hand, they're at home in the land of fine dining. For instance, here at the restaurant Osteria Marini in Washington, D.C., where you can look out through glass walls at the riverfront. This restaurant buys them in 10-pound bags, more than $100 a pop. Executive chef Matt Adler loves what they bring to the menu.
A very subtle sweetness. They're more of a delicate size, more of a delicate flavor. The texture, very buttery. They're just delicious. That's the best way to describe them.
But these pine nuts come from a world of remote villages and vast forests, of ancient foraging traditions facing modern threats. Because pine nuts come from pine trees. They're hidden inside the cones of certain species of pine. The mighty Siberian pine, for instance, which covers thousands of square miles of Siberia. Leo Shirashkin, a Russian forester who now lives in the U.S., still remembers feeling overwhelmed the first time he saw this pine nut harvest.
Today we tend to think about food as coming from farms. We need to till the soil and get the nourishment from the soil. But there I was seeing all these trees that were laden in cones that took no human effort to produce.
Shirashkin says when you're in this forest, you can't usually see the cones. The trees are thick and the nuts are way up in the canopy.
But whenever I saw a tree standing in the open, it looked like a huge Christmas tree with all the cones hanging on the branches.
Once a year, the pine trees drop those cones onto the forest floor, and entire Siberian villages move into the forest for a month or so to gather them.
It doesn't take any special equipment, really. You go into the forest and you pick up cones from the ground, put them in burlap bags, and then transport them to wherever they are being crushed to extract the nuts.
Russia exports some nuts officially and others unofficially. Truckloads of them are smuggled across the border into China. China has its own pine forests, and it is the world's biggest exporter of pine nuts. Pine nuts also come from North Korea, Pakistan, Afghanistan. Look at that list and you realize good food can come from troubled places. There are a few American pine nuts, too. They're a regional specialty in the West. In fact, people are gathering them right now. I reached Dayer LeBaron on his cell phone as he pursued pine nuts on a mountain range near Ely, Nevada.
The mountain range is called Butte Mountain.
A few hundred feet above him, the pinyon pines are growing. This is a modest but hardy tree that you'll find across mountains and foothills of the West from Nevada to New Mexico. The nuts of this tree have nourished people living here for thousands of years. These mountains are public land, so LeBaron pays the government for the right to harvest pine nuts and sell them. It's his family business, wholesalepinenuts.com. One kind of pinyon pine grows in Nevada, a different kind in New Mexico. But in both places, people love their pinyon pine nuts.
Especially Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. If they don't have them, it's like taking a turkey out of Thanksgiving or taking Santa Claus out of Christmas. It's almost that important.
But this year's harvest is not so good, LeBaron says. Insects have been eating the nuts, and there's been strange weather. LeBaron blames climate change. Penny Frazier, an environmentalist who lives in the Ozarks in Missouri, says government land managers are not doing enough to protect this forest.
It's an incredibly productive ecosystem that has been misunderstood and not managed for its forestry value. We've lost close to half of that habitat, that ecosystem, in the course of 20 years.
Some of the forest was cleared to expand rangeland for cattle grazing. Frazier, who calls herself Pinyon Penny, has set up her own business, PineNut.com, to sell American pine nuts, and through that product get people to appreciate and protect the forests that they came from. Because when we taste these pale nuggets of nutrition, they put us in touch with wild places in a way that few foods do. Dan Charles, NPR News.